From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama begins 2 days of meetings with fellow leaders of the Group of Eight Nations today at Camp David. Steve Beckner of Market News International says there's plenty for them to talk about.
When G8 leaders convene their annual economic summits, foreign policy issues often dominate. But with a re-intensified European debt crisis threatening global growth, President Obama and his counterparts may find it hard to stray too far from matters economic. Speaking ahead of the meetings, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the U.S. economy is gradually getting stronger, but warns Europe is caught in a damaging crisis that threatens the world economy. Anticipating the likely U.S. message at Camp David, Geithner says European governments need to do more to contain the risk of a broader crisis. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Senate Banking Committee says it will invite J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon to testify at an upcoming hearing. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the committee wants to hear more about the banking executive, about how the firm lost at least $2 billion in sour trades.
The committee will examine the implementation of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul laws. Regulators are in the process of writing specifics of that legislation, which is set to go into effect in July. J.P. Morgan's recent losses, which could reach $4 billion, have trained the spotlight on one of the most contentious aspects of the law, often referred to as the Volcker Rule. The Volcker Rule, originally sought to restrict banks' ability to trade their own funds, effectively capping the risks they can take with their own assets. Many banks have sought to limit the scope of the Volcker Rule. The first of the three hearings will begin next week. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
The House could vote today on a defense spending bill that the White House is threatening to veto. The measure would add billions of dollars for defense spending, boost programs for nuclear weaponry, and slow down proposed reductions in force. The House has rejected an amendment to limit funding to the withdrawal of U.S. troops and contractors in Afghanistan. Prosecutors have released documents in the George Zimmerman murder case, providing more details about the killing of Trayvon Martin. In an interview with Seminole County prosecutors, Robert Zimmerman says it's his son's voice heard pleading for help in a recording of the altercation with Martin.
That is absolutely, positively George Zimmerman. Myself, my wife, family members, and friends know that that is George Zimmerman.
The parents of Trayvon Martin say their son is the voice heard calling for help. Zimmerman, who's charged with second-degree murder, has said he fatally shot Martin in self-defense. Jury deliberations began today in North Carolina in the campaign corruption trial of John Edwards. The former presidential candidate is accused of covering up an affair by using campaign donations. This is NPR News. The U.S. Postal Service plans to begin closing mail processing centers, 48 of them this summer, and more than 200 by 2014. Agency officials say they can wait no longer, citing a projected loss of $14 billion this year for Congress to take action. For the first time ever, a Japanese rocket has successfully launched a South Korean satellite. From Seoul, Dwalisai Keltow has more on the payload and Japan's desire to compete in future commercial launches.
The CompSat-3, or Arirang-3 satellite, is equipped with a high-resolution camera designed to photograph geography and help with weather patterns, but also with national security. South Korea's Ministry of Science and Technology says the satellite entered a correct trajectory because it made contact with ground stations at Korea's Aerospace Research Institute. This is good news for Japan because its space program hopes to expand commercially and compete in the global satellite launch business, which is estimated at more than $4 billion. For NPR News, I'm Dawahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Support for NPR comes from the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation.
The music industry is mourning the loss of disco singer Donna Summer, who died of cancer yesterday at the age of 63. Summer gained fame in the early days of disco music. She made a string of number one hits, including Last Dance. In the 1980s, She Works Hard for the Money. Summer won 5 Grammys in 4 music categories and remained popular after disco faded. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.